You're listening to SBS News.
Kenyan-born Syed Abdi had been living in Australia for more than 10 years when he was told he had 28 days to leave the country. Blind since birth, Dr. Abdi failed the government's immigration health criteria, which requires applicants for a permanent residency visa to be free from a disease or condition which is likely to require health care. Dr. Abdi was a university lecturer and tutor in South Australia. He had a wife and two children, both of whom were born in Australia. He says he was discriminated against because of a disability he was born with, and that the contribution he had made to Australian society was not taken into account.
Yes, I felt so bitter about it, particularly noting that the focus is on my disability and not my ability. Because I know I can do great things. I've been helping people. I've been doing a lot of work with the Australian community, including migrants, including the mainstream Australian society. I've been feeling about part of the Australian society. And here I am. I'm told that I'm a burden to the society. That really makes me so angry.
In 2016, he lobbied the then Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, to intervene. After spending thousands of dollars on lengthy appeals, he was eventually granted permanent residency, but he says the process harmed him psychologically. Dr. Abdi's case is not isolated, with advocacy groups finding more than a dozen families are threatened with deportation each year in Australia because the cost of disability care and medical assistance don't fit immigration requirements. National Ethnic Disability Alliance is the peak national body which represents culturally and linguistically diverse Australians with disabilities. CEO Dwayne Cranfield says the organisation sees 13 to 15 cases every year of visa applications being rejected because of disabilities, and that there are likely to be many more that it doesn't hear about. He says many people the alliance work with are afraid to speak out against the government because they fled from countries where, if they did, they would be arrested.
If you're coming here seeking a better life and you're working here, and all of a sudden you have the situation where you have a child with a disability or an illness, or something occurs to your partner or something, and then the government medical officer says, well, I'm sorry, it's time for you to go. How do you fight that if you're not empowered, if you've got language issues, if it's not a part of your cultural makeup that you question government?
Once an application is rejected, the only chance an applicant has of remaining in the country is through ministerial intervention, which only occurs after a lengthy appeals process. Not only is the appeals process not always financially accessible to all migrants, but experts also believe well-connected migrants have an unfair advantage. Migration laws in Australia are also exempt from the 1992 Disability Discrimination Act, which bans the discrimination of anyone on the grounds of disability. In 2010, a parliamentary inquiry deemed the immigration health requirements discriminatory and in need of urgent reform, and yet little has been done to change the laws. West Australian Green Senator Jordan Steele-John says neither the Liberal or Labor Party is willing to properly address Australia's immigration or migration framework. He says urgent amendments are needed in order to ensure no one is discriminated against because they have a disability.
There is no place for the idea of financial burden in relation to disability in our migration laws. There is no place for the idea of disease in our migration laws. They are discriminatory in the extreme. I think we need to have a situation where disability plays no part in the question of whether you can call Australia home.
Amendments NIDA have been campaigning for multiple years will be taken to the United Nations later this year. CEO Dwayne Cranfield says the system is backwards, and as a society, we need to start valuing the contributions of the disabled community.
So essentially it boils down to an algorithm which looks at the cost and the benefit of people coming to Australia. And so if they're deemed to be too costly to the Australian community, they're denied residency. We don't look at the skills and the strengths and the beauty that people bring to our community. We look at people with a disability as a burden.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.